Good evening. My name is Jerry Siemens, and I'm the Vice President General Manager for CKBD 600 AM. I'd like to take a moment to chat with you and to say thank you for the many years you've given us as devoted listeners of 600 AM. However, we've come to a defining moment in Vancouver radio history, and in a few minutes, we must bid farewell to CKBD 600 AM. In May of this year, the Pattison Broadcast Group received approval from the CRTC to convert CKBD to an FM frequency at 100.5. The new station will be called The Peak, and it will be signing on very soon. 600 AM has been part of the Vancouver landscape for more than 80 years, and we would like to mark this very special occasion by paying tribute to this very special part of our history. Regrettably, time will not allow us to mention everyone who has passed through these doors as part of their radio career, but we would like to share some highlights and names you're sure to recognize. And now, a look back at the history of 600 AM.
The year was 1924, and New Westminster Alderman Fred Hume had a vision to start a radio station. And so began CFXC, which sprang to life for about 2 hours each night with a whopping 10 watts of power at 440 on the AM dial. The following year, CFXC moved to 1030 on the dial and increased power to 20 watts. In July of 1926, Mr. Hume sold CFXC to radio engineer George Chandler and his brother Art. The Chandlers quickly moved the station to Vancouver, and a new license was issued under the call letter CJOR, which was apparently the closest available call letter combination to George. It operated with 50 watts from a transmitter located near the old Marpole Bridge, with broadcasts originating from the St. Julian Hotel. The historic CJOR call letters would be in place until 1988. Early broadcasting was all done live, with such features as music by John Avison, the girl baritone Laddie Watkus, and newscasts by noted newspaper reporter Charles Defoe. In 1930, studios moved to rooms above the Alexandra Ballroom, and later in the year to the Grosvenor Hotel at 840 Howe Street. That year, CJOR changed positions on the dial from 1030 to 1210 and increased power to 500 watts. It was during this era that personalities really started to surface at CJOR. There were broadcasts by William Uncle Billy Hassel with a country music show, child actors and singers Art Jones and Ray Peters, along with his brother Wally, who became program director. October 1, 1933, CJOR moved to the familiar 600 position on the AM dial, where it has remained until this day. CJOR was at the forefront as the 1930s progressed, with entertainment programs by Canada's big band king, Mark Kenny, and educational broadcasts such as High Schools on Parade, hosted by broadcast pioneer Jack Stark. Vancouverites were able to tune in for live sports coverage by Leo Nicholson, the voice of lacrosse for the New Westminster Salmon Bellies, and the amateur Pacific Coast Hockey League Vancouver Canucks. The voice of the races, Jack Short, started as the announcer at Vancouver's horse racing tracks in 1934, a position he kept until 1976. During that time, he called nearly 50,000 races with this familiar sound.
There they go! And a wait of a good start. Sarawith is going to the front, down the backstretch with Sarawith in front by three-quarters of a length from attack, who is second by a head. Craig Lockhart is third in the
Doug outside. Gourlay became chief announcer at CJOR, and news coverage became a mainstay during the 30s, such as this one by Dick Diesbecker in 1937.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dick Diesbecker with the latest world news from the wires of Canadian Press and British United Press. A London newspaper has predicted the possibility of a complete 24-hour electricity blackout throughout the whole of England.
Entertainment expanded during the late 30s with programs such as Bill Ray's Ranger's Cabin, and included radio drama such as The Lux Radio Theater with Bernie Braden, Fletcher Markle, Alan Young, John Draney, and a young Juliet. The King of Swing, big band musician Dal Richards, performed in the Signal Oil Carnival and After Dark. Programs that were later fed to Eastern Canada.
For the past 30 minutes, your musical host along CBC Dominion has been Dal Richards with his band at the top of the town, the panorama roof of the Hotel Vancouver. Songs were by Dal and Burl Boden. Bud Henderson was at the piano.
Also heard during the 30s was country and western singer Evan Kemp, and programs such as Definition of Swing with Bob Smith, who later hosted Hot Air on CBC Radio. In 1938, Colin Fitzgerald started hosting mornings as the Gigi Man, with characters Miss Pumpernickel, Rastus, and Phooey. He also hosted a news and pop music program, Gigi's Informalities. He stayed with CJOR until 1955. In 1941, CJOR's power was increased to 1,000 watts. And the same year, Vic Waters became an operator announcer at CJOR. He hosted the Concert Hour, was a pop music DJ, and later program director until his retirement from radio in 1969. Vic is credited with hiring an amazing roster of radio talent during his years at the station. CJOR continued to dominate Vancouver airwaves during the 1940s with programs such as Varsity Time with Darwin Baird and O'Brien's Ghost with Mickey O'Brien. In the fall of 1943, Armed Forces veteran Arthur Helps founded, directed, and moderated the weekly program Town Meeting in Canada, and at the peak of its popularity, was broadcast on over 30 radio stations in Canada. A major new development occurred on January 1, 1944, as CBC Radio started the Dominion Network, with CJOR as its local affiliate. Here's a Dominion Network CJOR identification from that time.
This is the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
CJOR Vancouver.
The grand old man of Canadian radio, pioneer William J. Billy Brown, hosted the Remember When series on CJOR Vancouver from 1944 to 51. Here's a short excerpt from one of his programs.
545 Seymour Street, Vancouver, British Columbia. The deadline is next Friday at noon. And the prize offered this week by Stuart Von Seymour is a cretonne-covered slipper chair. And the contest is open to everybody, everywhere.
News, drama, and entertainment continued in the mid-40s with familiar names such as Larry McCants, Gordon Reed, Keith Cutler, Billy Brown Jr., Barney Potts, Dave Hill, and Bob Tweedy, who hosted Rodeo Rhythm and wrote Western Trails, which was fed over the Dominion Network. Also heard were sports reporters Bill Stevenson, Ray Perole, and Jerry Wilmot, along with the International Woodworkers of America program Green Gold with teacher Al Parkin. Power was increased in 1947 to 5,000 watts. Canada's big band king, Mark Kenny, returned to Vancouver from Toronto to host the Mark Kenny Talent Contest on September 18, 1948 at the Forum.
From Vancouver's Exhibition Forum, CJOR presents the finals of the Mark Kenny Talent Quest with the music of Mark Kenny and his Western Gentlemen.
CJOR is very proud to welcome Mark Kenny back to Vancouver, particularly so because this is the station that first presented the Western Gentlemen on the air quite a few years ago. In a moment, Mark will step up to introduce our talent guest final. But first, here's a bright opening from the orchestra, Put 'em in a Box.
The talent stream continued during the 1950s with host Myron Belagno, Chinese girl disc jockey Ling Toy, Bob Gillies, Lloyd Houle, Telford Oliver, Harvey Lowe hosting Call of China, news reporter Ross Mortimer, who also hosted Burns Chuckwagon, and Theme for Teens host Al Jordan. Hard-hitting journalist Jack Webster entertained audiences with his familiar Scottish brogue. Here's classic Webster during the police chief Walter Mulligan affair in 1955.
And that is City Mike for tonight. And now we must wait and watch and hear and examine the public inquiry which is to be held in the courthouse as soon as possible into the state of affairs of Vancouver's police department. And this is your reporter, Jack Webster, saying thank you and good night.
Chris Crombie co-hosted with Jack Webster on the program That's a Fair Question. Program director Vic Waters hired a young Red Robinson to host the Theme for Teens program. Another amazing talent hired at CJOR was Brian Frosty Forrest. Here he is in 1957.
Hi to you once again in this nice, damp afternoon. 2 minutes after 5 the sound right now. Brian Forrest here with your hit parade from CJOR. And look at the songs that are doing pretty big things on the national charts. The best sellers on the North American continent, according to the most played in jukeboxes, most sold at record stores, and according to Cashbox and Billboard magazine.
Also heard on CJOR during the 50s were Uncle Joe Chesney and a gospel music program hosted by Jerry Scott. In 1960, CJOR stepped up its news coverage with Jim Nielsen coming in to anchor morning news. Also added to the newsroom during the decade were Carl Ways, John Ashbridge, Bob Gillingham, Peter Kent, Mike Halloran, Clark Housley, Patrick Monroe, Arnold Epp, Mark Rains, George Wilson, and George Finstad.
The weather forecast reads cloudy today with a few showers. Little change in temperature, wind southeast 15. The low tonight 48, the high Tuesday 60. Downtown it's currently 57 degrees. George Finstad, next news at 30.
Then, a tragic day at CJOR, as owner George Chandler died April 20th, 1962, in Vancouver at age 56. The station was subsequently taken over by his widow, Marie. In the 1960s, CJOR became a major force in talk radio, with a number of colorful celebrities, including the first female host, J.J. McCall, Dave Abbott, Jim Crossan with Crossfire, and the famous Burns Hotline with gravelly-voiced talk show host Pat Burns.
Pat Burns, radio station CJOR, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I had a hotliner on the other day. This is called the Hotline Show, and people who get on are generally referred to as hotliners throughout all the state of Washington and British Columbia.
Another important hire was Fred Latrimoe, who gained a large following as host of the afternoon teen music program. In 1964, controversial open line shows came under the microscope of the Board of Broadcast Governors, or BBG. The BBG forced an ownership reorganization of CJOR. The ruling, released on September 23, 1965, caused the station to be turned over to local entrepreneur and auto dealer Jim Pattison and Vancouver businessman Ralph Cunningham. CJOR was the first radio station in the Pattison Broadcast Group, which has grown to include 29 radio and 3 TV stations throughout British Columbia and Alberta.
Have more fun without a doubt. Upstairs, downstairs, indoors or out.
This is the station you listen to most.
Wherever you go, we're your musical host.
Hi, this is Vic Waters. Throughout this summer weekend, CJOR Vancouver 60 presents more of the good music people enjoy most. And so that you can enjoy this music wherever you go, here's a reminder. Take us along with your portable radio.
So take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio.
Other well-known CJOR hosts during the 1960s were Dave Cash, Rod Gunn, Stan Buchanan, International House of Music host Horst Kohler, Gary Gaudette, Cal Coleman, Jack Kyle, underground music pioneer Tim Burge, Ken Chang, Jim Holt, all-nighter Jerry Landa, Mel Christian, Clark Gray, Vancouver Sun columnist Jack Wasserman, Marlena Gale, Neil Soper, who was later program director and general manager, commercial producer Jim Tom, and Wilf Ray with a Sunday night gospel program. Funny man Monty McFarland returned to host one of Vancouver's most popular morning shows. Here's a short sample of Monty.
It's Athletes Day at the PNE, so take a sweatshirt to lunch. The gates are open at 8 o'clock, and the Dairyland Storybook Farm is open at 10 this morning. Take the little ones there. It's great for the little kids.
News and sports continued in the forefront, with Jim Nielsen returning as news director and operations manager. Gordon Ross was appointed sports director, and Bill Good Sr. was heard reporting sports and voicing commercials. Early 1970s disc jockeys included Hal Weaver, John West, Mike Jackson, Douglas Miller, Jim Elp, Barry Godden, and Dave DeRogi, as full-service entertainment continued with the emphasis shifting away from music to news, sports, and talk shows. Noted program directors during the decade included Phil Roberts and well-known radio and TV personality John Barton. After an unprecedented run of 28 years, Town Meeting with host Arthur Helps left the air in 1971. Talk show hosts during the decade included Encounter and Sunday Line host Bernice Girard, Chuck Cook, Reaction Line host Ed Murphy, Sun columnist Denny Boyd, former progressive conservative MP John Reynolds, Fanny Kiefer, Terry Moore, Mike Woodman, and Michael Campbell. During the 1970s, the CJOR newsroom took serious aim at its competitors, with distinguished news directors Maury Hesketh, Erwin Swangard, George Sillery, Bob Mackin, and assistant news director Dave Hankinson. Noted news anchors included Hal Rod, Cam Scott, Larry Sell, Mike Dixon, Jack Benest, Bill Joyner, Kent Kahlberg, Frank Stanford, Jerry Gifford, and John Wilson, along with stock market reports from Chuck Gage and weather by Environment Canada meteorologist John Pashold.
It's mild enough now for rain, snow of course on the higher mountains, but rain, and gradually over the next few days we'll have a number of these systems coming in, all bringing their mild air, and that gradually moving into the interior.
The newsroom was backed up by a team of outstanding reporters, including Keith Hayes, Pam Glass, Bob Ireland,
Richard Detman, Don Ramsden, Randy Taylor, Larry Stone, Greg Dixon, David Lang, Eric Rankin, Neil Arnold, Bud Bolton, Sandy Price, and Laverne Prosek. Sports was also at the forefront of programming during the 70s, with sports directors Jack Lee and John Sykes, along with prominent sportscasters such as Grant Kerr, Neil McRae with Blazer Report, voice of the Vancouver Whitecaps Ian Michaud, Whitecaps color analyst Gary Rabel, Horse Talk host Tommy Wolski, and sports show host Joe Crozier. Lively and informative talk shows continued on CJOR into the 80s, with hosts such as former Social Credit Cabinet Minister Rafe Mayer, controversial interviewer and editorialist Doug Collins, Art Finley, solutions host Nadine Berger, a little burner in the night host David Berner, Peter Weisbeck, home renovation specialist Shell Buzzy with his Mr. Build program, former Premier Dave Barrett, Bob Spence, the return of Dave Abbott and Barry Clark, Heartline with Jamie Hart, Levy Line with financial guru Michael Levy, and programs with Carrie Grace, Bill Williams, and Don Hamilton. To provide expanded facilities for its diverse programming, CJOR moved to new studios at 1401 West 8th Avenue in October 1983. Other talk show hosts who entertained and informed CJOR listeners during the 80s included Jackie Underwood, Wayne Cox, lawyer and provincial court judge Charles McLean, and fill-in hosts Richard Hughes and Lynn McNamara. George Madden, who was VP of Corporate Communications for Expo 86, became manager of the two stations following the fair. CJOR continued to excel in news coverage with the familiar voices of Duncan Spite, Phil Mackesy, Ingrid Abbott, Michelle Gibson, Jim Benny, Jim Goddard, and Debbie Pelche, under the leadership of news director Tom Mark. News reporters included Catherine Banwell, Gordon Johnson, Lorna Haber, and John Kendrick. CJOR continued to be a significant choice for sports information, with the debut of Dan Russell's Sports Talk, Rick Ward, John Good, and the move from CKNW of controversial sports reporter Big Al Davidson. Just before noon on September 2, 1988, a major programming change came about as CJOR announced that it was dropping its mostly talk format. A farewell show was hosted by Fanny Kiefer. Here's station manager George Madden with the CJOR sign-off.
And it's been said that the only thing constant in radio is change, and such is the case today. So, for a very last time, you're listening to CJOR Vancouver.
A new era dawned at 12 noon, September 2nd, 1988, as announcer Bob Morris welcomed listeners to Classic Rock CHRX. The new sound was celebrated with a 90-hour commercial-free music marathon starting with Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll.
Thanks for listening, and enjoy our 90 hours of continuous commercial-free programming from now till 6, Tuesday morning.
Vancouver's Classic Rock, AM 600, CHRX.
For the next 6 years, Vancouver listeners were treated to the best classic rock, augmented in 1993 with a sports flavor. Personalities included Tom Lucas, Joe Leary with co-host Rochelle Rocket Dentry, John Tanner, Samantha Vega, Jerry O'Day, Reverend Rock J.B. Shane, Daryl A. Bear, Darren Greaves, comedian Glenn Lamont, Lisa Marshall, Russ Hamilton, Rob Berridge, Janie Ferris, Daryl Braithwaite, Mark Patrick, Steve Herringer, and Mike McCoy. News anchors and reporters included Squire Barnes, Larry Sell, and Brian Lord, while Dave Pratt hosted Sports Machine. Other voices heard on CHRX included Deborah Donahue, Jody Vance, Bruce Williams, Neil Foisey, and Phil Kushner. As mainstream music was progressing more toward the FM dial, another format change took place at 6 p.m. on January 7, 1994, as CHRX Classic Rock signed off with Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, followed by the sound of ocean waves and Christian music medleys. Here's Jerry Siemens introducing the station's new contemporary Christian format.
In a few moments from right now, CHRX will sign off the air permanently. Of course, every ending means another beginning, and starting at noon on Sunday, a brand new radio station will take over this frequency. Its call letters will be CKBD, but its nickname will be The Bridge. It will be Canada's first contemporary Christian music station.
Then at noon, January 9th, 1994, CKBD, The Bridge, made history and officially signed on as Canada's first contemporary Christian station with Awesome God by Rich Mullins.
Are CKBD, but our nickname will be The Bridge. And it all starts Sunday at noon, 600 a.m. The Bridge. Listen, you'll get the message.
Rob Cusack hosted the morning show on The Bridge for the next few years. He was replaced by the station's program director, Dale Wolf, and eventually local contemporary Christian music artist Connie Scott would join the morning show as a co-host. Guardino joined the station in January 1994 as production manager, and then became program director shortly after Jerry Siemens became general manager. During this period, Campbell McCubbin became the news director, joined by Elaine Scollin. Then on July 31, 1998, CKBD The Bridge ended its contemporary Christian programming in favor of an adult standards format as 600 AM, Unforgettable Adult Favorites, as we know it today. During the last 10 years, musicologist Big Daddy Dave McCormick was heard regularly, as were Ian Power, Gary Thomas, Crystal Darsh, Rue Phelps, and Mark Patrick. Memorable Vancouver broadcaster Rick Honey hosted mornings during 2000 and early 2001, followed by Tom Jeffries, and then current morning man Bob Say. Jack Marion joined the newsroom, and the morning show was rounded out with Dr. Sport Greg Douglas. The 600 AM morning show went to a new level with the addition of veteran broadcaster and traffic reporter Sean Webster, who acted as Bob Say's co-host for many years. Rafe Mayer, who hosted a talk show on CJOR during the 80s, returned to 600 AM to once again host the Rafe Mayer Show in 2003 and 4. Featured specialty programs on 600 AM have included Joy's Journal with Joy Metcalf, Del's Place with Del Richards, Wolf Ray's Sunday Night Gospel Music Show, Dave Abbott's Travel Diary, Vancouver Flavors with Jürgen Goff, Managing Your Wealth with Ray and Chad Ekron, The Fred and Jerry Home Improvement Show, Gardening with Brian Minter, It's Your Money with Fred Snyder, and Radio Real Estate with Tom Lucas and Don Goodman. And that is a look at 84 years of radio history on what we know as 600 AM today. It's now time to say farewell to a great lady of the airwaves. In a few minutes, a new station will arrive on the air in Vancouver, and it will be known as 100.5 The Peak. We leave you now with one final song, and say to our listeners, clients, and friends, thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories.
Strictly Andrew New, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?